Amelia Schaubel graduated from high school 5 years ago. She had good grades and enrolled in community college, but it was too stressful. After less than a month, she was at home doing
nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Schaubel has Asperger syndrome. It's a disorder on the high-functioning end of the autism spectrum. For people like her, interacting socially can be a challenge.
I can look someone in the eye and talk to them, but I don't always understand the work, and I don't know who to ask for help, or if someone, you know, doesn't treat me the way I think I deserve to be treated, I'm not going to react well. I may lash out, I may not speak to them, I may just glare.
This year alone, 50,000 adolescents with autism will turn 18.
It's staggering to think about the number of children that will be aging out of the school system in the next 15 years with autism that really aren't going to have a place to go.
That's Gary Moore. His son Andrew is a junior in high school and has autism. Moore used to stay up at night worrying about what would happen to Andrew after graduation.
Although he can't tie his shoes or buckle his belt to do a lot of things independently, he can do technology. And so I'd been watching my son his whole life play on the computer, play video games, and I saw all this ability.
So Moore decided to pair up with another parent of an autistic teen to create what they see as the future for kids like theirs. It's a training program and a software company called the Nonpareil Institute. Nonpareil's classrooms and labs are in a beige building on Southern Methodist University's campus in Plano. In a few short years, this place has become a sort of mecca for young adults on the autism spectrum. More than 100 students are enrolled or employed at the company. Aaron Winston, who's 21, has been there 2 years.
I knew I wanted to be in the video game industry, but they said, oh, you have to go to college.
But navigating the large campus, crowded classes, and new social situations was too much. He dropped out.
I don't think I'd be very successful at college, but Nonpareil allows me to be successful here, which is very nice.
Last year, Winston designed and programmed a game called Space Ape that's available on iTunes. In the game, you help a little Russian cosmonaut lost in space. Nonpareil already has other apps in the iTunes Store and on Google Play, and seven more they're working on.
So if you peek in here, you can
in a back room, about a dozen Nonpareil artists, programmers, and coders are focused on a big screen with a 3D image of a barking dog eyeing a terrified cat on a tree branch.
What kind of game is this going to be?
Think of it as a Hangman, but without the lynching.
That's Mikkel Crawford, one of the game's designers. For people like him, high-tech jobs are a perfect fit. Dr. Patricia Evans of Children's Medical Center in Dallas says that's because of their ability to hyper-focus on a task.
They may really flourish at engineering-type tasks or computer design-type tasks where their interaction with people is somewhat limited. But if you have limited social skills in which to interview even, that can be a real barrier to getting work, much less staying in that job.
Some people at Nonpareil did have jobs before, mostly bagging groceries or bussing tables.
I really do feel like this is an untapped labor market.
Jim Pierce is with Alliance Data. It's a Fortune 500 company in Plano that's hired nearly a dozen people with cognitive disabilities such as autism. And Pierce says this isn't a charity case.
We've got this one guy, his productivity level is three times as productive as the person doing his job that did not have cognitive disabilities before him. And his error rate is 2%. He's 98% accurate. He's a phenomenal worker.
Pierce thinks it won't be long before more companies realize what they're missing out on. That's why Nonpareil, the software company in Plano, is looking to build more campuses across Texas, and someday even in Silicon Valley. Until then, folks like Mikkel Crawford have work to finish right here, designing creatures for games that you might just end up playing on your phone.
Working on the model for the bird, and then after the bird, I had to rework the cat itself.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.